The Mariners looking for their fifth straight win, trying to get back to 500, taking on the Twins. We pick it up 1-0 Minnesota in the third. Mike Zunino facing Adalberto Mejia.
A lot of hit yet tonight. He's walked one, struck out two. Facing Mike Zunino, who launches to left field way back, and this game is tied. Home run, Mike Zunino. 1-1 game, and the pitch, that's a rocket to left. That's down the line, towards the upper deck, and the Mariners take the lead. Whatever it means, Chooch can hit the ball far.
No, Chooch means home run.
And a pitch hit high in the air, left center field. This ball might be gone, and out of here.
Three-run homer for Miguel Sano on a hanging breaking ball. And the Twins now lead 5-2.
Twins 5, Mariners 4, bottom 9. And the 2-1, a swing and a drive into center field. Byron going back at the wall. Mariners win. A walk-off two-run homer from Mike Zunino. And Seattle stumps the Twins. 6-5.
Mike Zunino, the hero, as the Mariners win a season-best fifth straight game, walking off with a 6-5 victory. Seattle gets back to the 500 mark after 60 games. And Gene Segura was inked to a 5-year contract extension earlier on Wednesday with a club option for 2023. A tough loss for the Twins as the Mariners walk off with the win. Minnesota manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
Paul, those are never easy to swallow, the way this one ended today. I guess, how would you assess everything leading up to the unfortunate ending?
It was a good game. A lot of good things happened. You know, we kind of hung in there a little bit. We finally put together a little bit of rally. You know, Mejia, I don't think he was particularly sharp, but he fought his way through five. You know, it's tough when you score and you come back and you walk and hit a guy to give him a chance to put another point on the board. He did a good job of minimizing there, but you know, this game, it can turn. You gotta play it out. You know, Kins has been really good, but you know, a lot of the damage that was done when we got behind hitters. You know, gets behind 2-0 and they get a base hit up the middle, and he gets behind 2-0 and the guy hits a homer. So, you know, you get these testers once in a while when you can't close a game out. We've done a pretty good job of it for the most part, but you know, they're like you said, they're tough.
I guess the good part of the game, that fifth inning, especially the fact that all those runs came on two outs. What did you like about the effort collectively there?
You know, you just try to take advantage of all the outs that you have, like the Mariners did at the end. We got a nice double from Adrianza with two outs, and we got the walk, and Joe had a good at-bat to hit one up the middle, and then Miggy got a hanging curveball. So it was, you know, put us ahead, and we just couldn't find a way to add on. They kind of, you know, pecked away at one at a time until they finally got the big blow at the end.
Good one for Tyler as well, though, other than the one home run.
You know, another hitter's count, 3-1, and, you know, tries to put it in there and left it in where Seager could kind of golf it out of there. It was probably a similar location to the one he hit out last night, although last night was a changeup. Tonight was a fastball. But, yeah, Duff was good. He was efficient. You know, he got a 7-outs, low pitch count. And, you know, Taylor did a nice job of getting his two guys, too.
Brandon has had a lot of into trouble, out of trouble saves for you. So when he gives up the hit to Gamble, is there any concern at all?
You're just trying to put your people in the best position to make plays. He doesn't strike a lot of people out, so you're hoping to get the ball on the ground. You know, I think he was just trying to throw a little backdoor sinker there, and he left it up and came back over the middle. So, yeah, he's going to be in trouble at times, just because of the fact that, you know, he's going to put the ball in play more times than not.
Gene Glenn kind of gutsy heads up call to score your first run there.
Yeah, well, you know, he did a good job of freezing on the line drive, but it split the outfielders and it was a long way away. I mean, it was one of those plays where, you know, the fact that they had to go far to chase the ball down, and Rosie, you know, made a good cut at third, and we were able to score the run.
Up next, the series against the Mariners concludes on Thursday with Kyle Gibson on the hill.